You're listening to SBS News.
A smoke alarm rings loudly from a fire on the rooftop of a building at the Christmas Island Detention Center. Officials say it was intentionally lit by detainees protesting on Tuesday night. Mobile phone footage appears to show the roof of a building burning and a number of people on that roof. Another man filmed from a distance and said this while listening to music.
We are sick and tired to be treated like dog. We are sick and tired. No one can help us, but we can help ourselves. Let it burn. We're going to sleep outside.
The Australian Border Force confirmed an operation to restore order was taking place after a disturbance at the Northwest Point Immigration Detention Center on the island. In a statement, the Australian Border Force said,
"An operation is underway to restore order. A small number of detainees caused some damage to the facility and continue to be non-compliant. The centre remains secure and the majority of detainees are not involved. There are no reports of any injuries to staff or detainees. Detainees held at the centre consist of unlawful non-citizens who have no entitlement to remain in Australia due to convictions for crimes such as assault, sexual offences, drugs and other violent offences. This cohort is detained because of their risk to the Australian community."
A detainee from New Zealand who withheld his name for fear his comments would jeopardize his legal case says the unrest broke out after the Australian Border Force rejected a request to hold a peaceful protest about living conditions.
"We had requested to have a peaceful protest. We approached ABF, so that's the super, and also the manager for Circle. We approached them for a peaceful protest and they denied our peaceful protest."
The detainees wanted to peacefully protest a number of issues related to the living conditions at the detention center, including slow Wi-Fi and not being able to have visitors.
"We wanted to protest about the living conditions. For instance, since arriving to the island, they promised us they will give us Wi-Fi because on the mainland, which is Australia, all the boys have Wi-Fi and have access to visits to their families. They can video call or conference call their legal support team. But being here on Christmas Island, we have been very patient for this Wi-Fi."
Other issues that detainees are protesting include claims that the immigration minister is overriding court decisions that should see some detainees released.
"The other thing we were protesting about is that a lot of the boys, like myself, we have won our cases in High Court, Federal, AAT. But then to have the minister overturn our visas, it's very corrupt in the way they are doing running the system that they have in place for us detainees."
Those issues, coupled with claims of cramped conditions, a 22-hour lockdown per day, and bad food, led to detainees setting every roof of one compound on fire. For those not taking part in the riot, things have now gotten worse as the fires continue to burn the few facilities they have, including the dining area.
"Yeah, the fire is still burning. Every single roof is on fire. We have not been fed. We have had no dinner. Everything is all trashed. You know, we can't stay. We can't live here anymore. We've got no blankets. The toilets is completely stuffed. We have no mattresses to sleep on, nowhere to shower, and some of the boys have serious medical issues, and they can't be provided that now. They got no pills."
Advocates, including National Justice Project Principal Solicitor George Newhouse, have been growing increasingly concerned for the detainees' welfare in recent months.
Their mental health and well-being has deteriorated. They don't know what's happening with their applications. They're locked up 22 hours in their compounds with only 2 hours of green space time. I think the government know full well that if you hold people in those conditions, it's going to lead to this kind of incident. The cost of the destruction and turmoil is on the government's head because they knew that this would happen and they have a policy of treating people inhumanely in immigration detention, and this is what happens as a result.
Ian Rintoul, spokesperson for Refugee Action Coalition, echoed what the detainee from New Zealand stated and brought to light other issues.
I mean, it's pretty clear what has led to it. I mean, the people are very, very unhappy on Christmas Island. These are all people who have been ripped out of detention centres in Australia, where they had access to family at some level, to the community. I think on top of that, there's been other issues about food, about the price of cigarettes. They're charging mainland prices, not the tax-free prices that are generally available. There's issues about the way in which the people are treated in general. Like the regime is very is very harsh.
How much damage has been done to the facility has yet to be assessed, and how the government will react remains to be seen. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.